What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we're covering everything going on in the Stacks ecosystem. I'm your host, Jake Blockchain, and this is a This Week in Stacks episode. We're getting back into weekly episodes. I also did a Twitter poll recently on what do you guys want to see coming from me more? Do you want to see more interviews? Do you want to see some deep dives into very specific and nuanced topics? Or do you want some more community engagement things like a Discord? And overwhelmingly, with 52% of the vote, it was topic deep dives. So I think what's going to happen here in the short term is I'm going to drop interviews on Fridays, This Week in Stacks videos on Wednesdays, and a topic deep dive every Wednesday, and just bring a ton of content, because there's just a ton to talk about. So yeah, let's drop right in to the This Week in Stacks episode. And first on the list, this happened today, Hero just announced that you can now purchase Stacks in the US from within the Hero wallet. So about a month or so ago, there was a partnership with someone called Transact, I believe, and they allowed purchase of Stacks in the Hero wallet, but it was everywhere outside of the US. So it was like you can go to Europe, and I think even Canada was on there, but... yeah, you can do US, not natively. And now you can through a new partnership with MoonPay, which is just makes it that much easier if people they don't have to go to an exchange, OKCoin, Coinbase, and then bring it to their Hero wallet to start having all the fun with Stacks NFT. You can dual yield on Alex with USDA and Alex token, all the fun stuff. Now you can just buy it directly. You download the extension and you're good to go. So that's super dope. There was also another couple kind of DeFi things related. WrappedFi, which is the guys behind XBTC, which is a wrapped BTC asset that is deployed on Stacks. They also just announced XUSD, which is a stablecoin on Stacks. And so now we have USDA from Arcadico and XUSD from WrappedFi. And listening to a Twitter Spaces earlier today, where they were talking about some of this stuff going on, Chente said, you know, stablecoins sound boring. Like, you don't, when you hold BTC, you can, you know, ride that roller coaster up and down, but we all believe that it's going up, 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 up as, you know, people onboard more and learn about what Bitcoin really can do. And stablecoins just kind of chill. They're just stable. But the point she made was that the beautiful thing about stablecoins is because of their nature, they become the building blocks that you can build other things on top of. They're foundational as a bedrock to build more derivatives and riskier things and just anything else above it. So it may sound like, okay, cool, like I'm not really going to use it, but it's a profound primitive that we all need. So now we got two stablecoins on Stacks, so that's dope. And in that same Twitter Spaces, they were announcing that Alex is going to have a dual yield mechanism where if you put USDA and I want to say it's Alex into a pool, you can yield both Alex token and Deco token. So you can get rewarded in both of those, which is pretty freaking interesting. So that was cool. There was a Twitter Spaces today. I hosted this one, but it was over on the CityCoiner Twitter, and me, Patrick Stanley, Andre Serrano, Diego, and Orlando riffed for an hour on DAOs for Citycoins. Because we're reaching this stage where Citycoins is going through this evolution, and they're trying to fix some of the protocol kind of emission schedule that is making the theory is that it's too inflationary. And this is partly my take. I'm not super in the topic. There's people having debates on the Discord every day right now. But they're trying to fix Citycoins to be able to, you know, as we launch more and more cities, it's sustainable and does the most good. But also we can kind of be nimble and adapt if we need to. And so we're seeing things like in New York, the people are still mining that token, but it's just chilling. Like New York hasn't done anything since Eric Adams sent that tweet however many months ago. So think of different ways that we can maybe have a DAO connected to the wallet somehow, so that if something like New York happens, where maybe the wallet goes dormant for 6 months or something, we can start to deploy that in ways that we see fit, or the money gets sent. I mean, it's a whole design space that we can discuss, but adding a DAO structure to city coins is now something that's being explored and on the table. And if you don't know Orlando, he is from the Stacker DAOs. They're building out that product, and DAOs are just a super deep topic. So I highly recommend, if you're curious about DAOs in general, but also how they might overlay on things like city coins, you can go back to the City Coiner Twitter and listen to that recording. I'm working on a podcast form for that, TBD, with Miami coming up. But yeah, so that was really, really interesting talk. Highly recommend that one. Two more small things. One, there's been a ton of work going on in trying to get more and more devs interested in Clarity and just more and more tutorials to onboard Web2 developers to Web3, or just newbies to learn the very basics. And so there's a new website you can go to called start.stacks.org, and it gives you kind of a basic path you could follow to go from zero to hero learning stacks. And it goes from some very basic tutorials, getting your computer set up, learning some very basic Clarity, doing something a little more advanced, signing up for the Clarity Universe, and maybe applying for a grant, I think is the last one. So this really nice progression to get people in and building on the system. And yeah, so that was cool to see. And then last one, shameless plug, I had Bowtied Fellow on the podcast. He is a Bowtied, if you didn't know by the name. So he's a pseudonymous character by nature. But he's been posting some good content in the Stacks area for a while. And he's one of the core team members at Stacks Degens, which is a play-to-earn arcade-style racing game where you mint an NFT that allows you to play the game, and your NFT character is put into the game. You race in this kind of 2D-ish game. And what they were doing initially is they'd have tournaments every weekend. So the person with the best time won the pot, and you get paid in stacks. They're currently playing with how to do this with Lightning, how to have private game lobbies, so you can kind of put up your stacks as a wager, race against a group of people, winner take all, that kind of thing. So they're experimenting, you know, in real time with how to do play-to-earn GameFi on stacks via Bitcoin, via stacks, which is cool to see. And I just realized I did miss one. I have this little thread of notes, and the first one I skipped, which is that there's been a ton, just a ton, of activity from the foundation on the grants front. So Will is the grants program manager, and the dude's been busy. So just to roughly go off some of these, the Stacks Twitter posted a thread on some of the stuff that they funded recently. There's one called Clarity Labs, which is a resident working on the next expansion of Clarity Universe, which is their kind of like Clarity teaching curriculum. There is one called Toggle, which is someone working to bring Gaia to life. And if you don't know what Gaia is, most people that host NFTs host it on something called IPFS. And Gaia is a different one, native to Stacks, where you store the file somewhere, or it could be on your own computer, your own Amazon storage service. You can choose the storage service, but between the storage service and the user, there's a decentralized like ID layer called Gaia that doesn't allow information to be leaked. I think it can be revoked as you see fit. So you control your data bucket. And there's someone trying to explore tooling for Gaia, you know, bring that more to life, because it's been kind of dormant in a lot of projects. There's one for a UX UI resident. So there's a project being worked on called Songs to Radio, which is a Web3 platform being built. They're trying to do some innovative stuff using mining potentially in POX. But this guy got a grant to bring that front end and the things that you're going to interact with to make them look as good as possible and help him out. And another one, Maddie Stacks. Maddie Stacks is part of the Cybita Mining Group. He is a quant nerd, and I mean that in the best possible way, but he got a tokenomics resident. So it says, Matty Stacks brings a wealth of experience and a background that includes TradeFi, algo trading, hands-on tech development, and a deep understanding of crypto and DeFi. So I've seen some of his calculations in the Savita Mining Discord, and dude's a wizard. So that's dope. A few more. One Huddle, which is using gaming and AI and mobile first to educate workforces. So these are things like internal employees to, say, Amazon. They might have, 2,000 of a specific employee title, and they have to learn a specific skill, a new onboarding process. They would hop in this game, and they use One Huddle's platform to get up to speed as fast as possible. And so One Huddle got a grant to build some of this stuff on Stacks. And then last one I see here is one called Lava, which it's titled as a mobile-first open-source platform for borrowing Stacks, Citicoins, and USDA against native BTC. So, that's just a punchy line right there. That sounds crazy. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got for this week in Stacks. I will drop a little teaser. I am working on an NFT collection. It's going to be a 200-piece collection, and it's probably going to come out at the end of April. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be dropping a bunch of alpha in the coming times. But in the meantime, if you haven't subscribed, please do on YouTube or on Apple. And apparently, people tell me that if you drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, it makes you go up in the algorithm or something. I don't know. Sounds kind of rigged to me. But if you could do that, it helped me a lot. So that's all I got for this week. I love y'all. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right.